כן, דף י"ז עמוד בייס, היי כהן היכי דומי. We had a braisa that said, כהן ועובו מתורם בגילוח. That if because one was a כהן, he was unable to be megaleach ערב הרגל, so when it comes the regel, he's mutter legaleach. So the Gemara says, "Hai koyin hei chidami." What is the case that a koyin was unable to be megaleach erev haregel, and he's permitted to be megaleach haregel? What is the case? Ilaim the sholem mishmartoi erev haregel the rechav dalad mishmores, and the mishmores used to end on Shabbos. So if it's sholem mishmartoi erev haregel, let's say Yom Tov was Sunday. And Shabbos ended his mishmeres, so iboile legiluchei erev haregel. So he should have been megaleach Friday. That means even though the Chazal said that the kahanim are not permitted to meet megaleach b'seich mishmarta, in order shele yekonis l'seich mishmartam k'shehem enudbolim. But it says that Thursday yelatim megaleach l'kovit Shabbos. So hu adin, Friday, they should have been megaleach l'kovit yontiv that's coming Sunday. So why, and if he didn't do it, so he's not an onis, so why should he be permitted to megaleach beregel? Let us see what Rashi says. The sholem mishmarti erev haregel b'shabbos. His mishmeres ended erev haregel b'shabbos. Leilam lo sholem mishmora ela b'shabbos. Ziboilei legaluchei erev haregel. So he should have been megalech leime b'erev Shabbos. Shu erev haregel. Tomrinan anshei mishmar asurim b'geluach. B'chamishi mutorim nekvoida Shabbos. So we matter them to be megaleach l'kvoida Shabbos, so l'chayra hu adin, though zichah be mutter to megaleach l'kovid yontif, which is Sunday. So he should have been megaleach Friday. So if he was megaleach Friday, so he wasn't an onus. So why is he permitted to be megaleach beregel? So Gemara says, leitzricha de sholem mishmartoi beregel. That when his mishmeres ended, he was in the middle of the regel already. Let us see what Rashi says. The sholom mishmora beregel. Kigoy. Tabi yom chamishi yom rishin sholegel. Let's see, the first day of Yontiv was on a Thursday. Leimotzi legaleach. So then he couldn't have been megaleach. Tabi Yontiv. Now, Wednesday, he also couldn't be, Wednesday he couldn't be megaleach because that was the din, that since he was in the mishmor, so he's not permitted, the earliest one is permitted to megaleach is Thursday. So, Thursday he couldn't be megaleach because it was yontif. Wednesday he couldn't be megaleach because he was seich mishmor. B'sholem mishmartoi b'shabbos. Now his mishma ended b'shabbos. Shuhu yom shlishi l'regel. So now, what is the shaila? We'll come back to this yet, but let's just go a little further. So his mishma ended. Tana didon sova. So now the shaila is, now the regel will still continue. It started Thursday, so and Wednesday. So the Tana didon sava kiven disnan b'shloisha prokim b'shana hayu kol amishmores shavois b'imurei harigolim b'chilek lechem aponim k'man deloy sholem mishmarto beregel dami. So we consider that that means even though he doesn't have an exclusive right for all the kabbonis, which the Bnei Mishmor had and the Chof Dalet Mishmoritz, but Al Koponim, they have certain rights and responsibilities in the Regel. So Memele, so the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the rest of the Yemeya Regel we consider as a continuation of the Mishmo. And if there is a takone that Bizman HaMishmo, one is not permitted to be Megaleach, so we say the Mishmo continues. So the Yontif was Thursday. Yontif started Thursday. Wednesday he was unable to be Megaleach because he was Beseich HaMishmo. So he was an honest Erev Yontif. So theoretically, Sunday, he should be permitted, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he should be permitted to be Megaleach because he was an honest Kaidem HaRegel. Now, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that he's not permitted to be Megaleach Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because we consider that the Zman of his Mishma continues. It extends into the Zman HaRegel. So the halacha that he was not permitted to be Megaleach Teich Mishmartoi, it continues Kol Zman HaRegel. So Memele, so he's not permitted to be Megaleach B'Regel, not als the Isser of Regel, als the Isser of Mishma. The Tane Boresova, but the Tane of the Bereise holds Afol Gav the Shayech Bahanach Mishmoris, even though he's also does the Voida with the other Mishmoris, Mishmarte Miyeh Shleimalei. But his Mishmar is finished already, so that means the whole Takonim that he was also betaglachas was till Shabbos. So Memele Sunday, his Mishma ended already. That what he assists in the Karbonus HaRegel that does not have the din of the Bnei HaMishma, which are also betaglachas. So Memele, so therefore, he's mutter to be Megaleach Patoich HaMoyit. Let us see Rashi. Tana di don da omar eini megaleach b'moyit sovar kivin desnam b'shloisha prokim b'shloisha regolim kol ha-mishmori shovim hakati keman d'loi sholim mishmar toidomi. So we consider like this is a continuation of his mishmar. Vada yin yesh loi chelik b'muri regolim b'loi sholim mishmar toi b'chol ha-regol. So we say his mishmar continues b'chol ha-regol. Lohochi eini megareich b'regol. Kedis nan anshei mishmar asrimi l'galeich. We consider that he's from the anshei mishmar. His mishmar did not end with Shabbos. V'tana bor adom amutor megaleich. Avo gav d'shayich bahani mishmorish, sholim ikir mishmarte didei. So he doesn't fall into the category of anshe mishmar asum galeach because his mishmar is finished. Lohochi mutar begiluach. Now, there's a shreklach kasha that the Ritva asks and the Rishash asks. Rashi explained that it is speaking about that, let's say, Yontif was Thursday. So Wednesday he was not permitted to be Megaleach Tzeirich HaRegel because he was Anshe Mishma Asum LeGaleach. Thursday was Yontif. Now the Shaila is what's with Friday? Friday is Cholamoid. So Cholamoid, so we're saying like this, the way the flow of the Gemara goes, Al Chalamoid is mutter to be Megaleach because he was an Ono Serev HaRegel. The whole problem was Al Anshe Mishma is also, but Anshe Mishma are Mutorim LeGaleach, Yem HaChemishi, Yem Shishi, they're permitted to Megaleach LeKovet Shabbos. I mean, the Anshe Mishma alone ever had to LeKovet Shabbos. No, so Shabbos is, we have here Shabbos, so according to everyone, he's permitted to be Megaleach B'Soich HaMoyed. The Shailah is Sundays if he's permitted.
The Sunday maybe is Anshei Mishma. But Friday, even though he is Anshei Mishma, but he's Zichah permitted to Megaleach L'Tzerech Shabbos. So what is the Svara of our Mishnah? That means we have an onus of a Kohen who was unable to be Megaleach Erev HaRegel Wednesday, and he's permitted to be Megaleach B'Seich HaRegel on Friday. Sunday is not allowed to be Megaleach. He has a problem Sunday, because then he's an Anshei Mishma. But Friday he's permitted to be Megaleach. Our Mishnah is telling us, Hilchas Chalamoyed. Our Mishnah is telling us, Hilchas Chalamoyed, Sofakert, and Chalamoyed, Anshei Mishma, permitted to be Megaleach, since they were Anusim Erev HaRegel. Rav Kasha, the Ritva, and the Rishashev. The Ritva says that the Mishnah did not want to mention Anshei Mishmo, because since there's only one day in the Moyed they're permitted to be Megaleach, it's only Friday. Sunday they're also as Anshei Mishmo. Eilu Megalchen b'Moyed would mean the whole Moyed they have a Heta Giluach. So Anshei Mishmo doesn't, according to Atana, we can't say that Anshei Mishmo Megalchen b'Moyed, because they only have one day in the Moyed. So past the Eilu Megalchen b'Moyed. The Baraisa holds, that the Mishma ended Shabbos, so Eilu Megalchen b'Moyed, the Megaleya, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So in fact, Eilu Megalchen b'Moyed, that's what the Ritva says. The Rishash wants to say, Ashtikol Chiddush, Rishash wants to say that Friday, theoretically, there are two reasons why he should not be Megaleach. Number one, he's an Anshei Mishma. But there's a Heter. Anshei Mishma are permitted to be Megaleach L'Kovet Shabbos. Number two, there's a reason he shouldn't be Megaleach, because it's Chalamoid. But there's a Heter. Since he was an Onus Erev HaRegel, so Memele is Mutet Megaleach Chalamoid. So he wants to say, but if both come together, even though each factor b'fnei atzmoi has a heter giluach, but if they both come together, it's chalamoid, and it's anshei mishmo, for some reason it's also legaleach. That's what he wants to be mitzadid, which is also a big chiddush. Let us go further. Tana Rabban. Kol Eilu Sha'amru Mutorim Legaleach B'Moyed, Mutorim Legaleach B'Mei Evlon. So it seems to say like this, that let's say if a person Erev HaRegel was a Yoytze Mibeis HaSurim, so he's permitted Legaleach B'Moyed. So if a person Erev Avilusoi was unable to be Megaleach, he's also permitted to be Megaleach B'mei Avilusoi. That's what this Barais is telling us. Kol Eilu Sha'amru Mutorim Legaleach B'moyed Mutorim Legaleach B'mei Evlon. So we'll seem to be saying that the whole Iser Taglachas only applies to a person who theoretically could have been Megaleach before the Avelus. So then there's an Iser Taglachas B'sman Avilusoi. But a person who bismana, but before the Avelus, he couldn't be Megaleach, so there's no Yisrael Taglachas. So the Gemara is Vosanya Surim. We learned that even though he was unable to be Megaleach, Erev Avilusoi, he's not permitted to be Megaleach, bismana Avilusoi. Omar Rav Chizde, Omar Rav Shilo, Kitanyo, Hochel Mutorim, Bishatakfu Aveilov. Rachman and Itzlan, that there was two consecutive Aveilus. So there was one Aveilus. And as soon as that Aveilus ended, there was 30 days, there was an Isa Taglachas. And then Rachman and Itzlan, another Aveilus occurred. So he's up to get another 30 days. So now the halacha is, and if before the first Avelis, he was unable to be Megaleach. So Memele, then he has a heter to be Megaleach by the second Avelis. So the Gemara says, Ibisha takfu aveilov, if that is his matziv, by irye kol elu sha'omru, so then one does not have to be from the elu megalchim, afilakula almanami, everyone. If there's a takfu aveilov, so then the din is that by the second aveilus he's permitted to be megaleach. The sanya we learned in the baraisa, takfu aveilov ze achel ze. Hich betzaroi, and he grew a lot of hair. Mekel betar, so he thins it out with a razor. Umechabis ksusei b'mayim. So you see, takfu aveilov, and this is in the shivim. Because in the shloishim, samazai kibus is mutar. So in the second shivim, he's permitted already to mechabis ksusei. So the Gemara says, "Ha itmer alo omar Rav Chisda, betar v'loy b'misparayim, b'mayim v'loy b'nesa." He says, "This heter in the second avelus is a heter, but not a complete heter. It's only a heter betar. He's makel betar, but he's not permitted to cut his hair completely. B'mayim v'loy b'nesa." He's only permitted to wash it with water without any detergents. But if before the first Avelis he was unable to be Megaleach, then he is a heter in the second Avelis to be Megaleach b'misparai. Let us see Rashi. Ha'it meralo, ha'detoni tochvu aveilov mekel betar, v'loi b'misparayim. Ha'kosi b'raise d'chol, ha'ni sh'metomu galeich b'moyed, metomu galeich b'mei evloi, sh'tochvu aveilov u'magaleich b'misparayim. Zuk te gemara weiter, Omar Rav Chisda, zoi say meres, Hovel osel betach basis. So Rav Chisda said, so we see from this beraisa that an oval is also to wash his clothing. Zaisa meres Rashi says miditoni tochfu aveilov mechabes ksusoi. Now he's permitted, al tachluva is permitted to lechabes ksusoi, lechal de shar ovel also betach boises. So it seems every other ovel, that I mean this ovel betachfu aveilov is mutter lechabes ksusoi, but all other aveilom are also, so we see there's an iser kibbus. Let us see Taisvus. So he says, Meres, Oval also betach boises. Mechabis ksusai. He's permitted to be mechabis. Vim taima pshite, tafilu shal malochis o osa. So what's the chiddish? Vieshloime mishum dektoni lekamon elu dvorim. Sha'ovol osar behem, v'loik toni tach boises. So since it didn't mention tach boises, I would think tach boises is mutter. The Keren Eure asks, he doesn't understand b'chlal teis v'skashe, because he says kibbus is equivalent to Tzorchei Eichel Nefesh. Tzorchei Eichel Nefesh is mutter. An is mutter be Tzorchei Eichel Nefesh. Is mutter be Bishul Bafiyem. So what Zushtel is this? To Shalmalochis. Kerner says he doesn't understand Teis Viskashe. The Matzevis Moshe wants to say, we find that Shavuah Shechal by Tishabov is also lechabes afilo laniach. Not allowed to be mechabes begodim and shabu shachal beitishabov. And Rashi says the nira the mesiach datay shaoisik bekibus begodim. It's mesiach das from avelus. So the kibus is like a melocha shel simcha. So he explains that is pshat and teisvus kash. Nafilu shal melocha is also. That means this is even worse than shavu shachal beitishabov. Shavu shachal beitishabov. Kibus is also another melocha samut. And here by novel afilu shal melocha is also. So kolshken kibus. So why do you need a psazoi semeres? So Taisu says, Mishum Dektoni Lakam Eilu Dvom Shavolosa Bem Vuloi Toni Tach Boises. I would say for some reason maybe they were Mata Tach Boises. Inami Tach Boises Mayim Koma. Is that the Chiddush? The Gemara wants to bring a Rai that Kibbus B'mayim is also, because that's Pakel Paitachfu Aveilov. It's only muta kibbus b'mayim. Now that perhaps doesn't fall into the category of kibbus. It's not a true kibbus. It's only a partial kibbus. Could be it's not called a hesach hadas me'avelis. It's not called a simcha b'afal pikein. This is also in the shiva. So the Gemara weiter. Tana rabbonim kishem שאוסו לגלח במויד, כך אוסו ליטר ציפורניים במויד דברי רב יהודה. רב יויסי מטר. Now let us just try to explain this machlokes. We learned before there's an issa taglachas במויד. Why? Sliconus למויד קשום ונובו. So they wanted to make sure that make the taglachas before the moed, and if not, we'll make sure it'll be a manuvel in the moed. So, you shouldn't rely on baking the taglachas by moed. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the same thing applies by Netilas Ziponayim. We want that he should cut his nails, should trim his nails before the moed. If not, we'll counsel him that he's not permitted to litol Ziponov by moed. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi says, it's mutter. So what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi hold, there's no nibble whatsoever. The whole Gzeira was by Taglachas. There's nichnes, kshum nibble if he doesn't take a haircut. But gidul hatziponayim, that doesn't fall into the category of nibble. So memele, they did not answer the Tilas Ziponayim b'moyit. Chashem she'omru ovul osa l'galeach b'mei evloi kach osa litol Ziponayim b'mei evloi divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi mata. What is this then? Very interesting. The Ritva brings down a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, wants to explain Achmed Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi as follows. That it says by Yefas Toyer Va'osaso es Ziponel Va'obochsa es Aviya Besima Yerach Yomim. Then it says Va'osaso, so there was a Psapchina of Avelus. And she's Misabel Alaviya Velimo Va'osaso Ziponel. So Rabbi Yehuda held that the din ba'osa, that what she has to let her nails grow, that is midini avelis. Ba'osa, ba'osa tzipona, it's midini avelis. So just like we learn out from the posik, do'sheichem lo yisifro, that midini avelis, one has to be megadol saroi, so midini avelis, one has to be megadol tzipona. And the Yerushalmi has said that the other man, the Yoma, held, no, that what she's megadol tzipanayim is menuvel eitzel bailo, not because of avelis. It's not an avelis to get in. So then she tisnavo, Rashi brings down in Chumash that all the Bnei Yisrael are Yofim, and she's and Fakert, and she's Meguna. Fakert, that is the purpose of the Gidl Tziponai. So Lechayre, this Machloikis is a different Machloikis. Does Hilchis Avelis Mechayiv Gidl Tziponai like it's Mechayiv Gidl Seir? Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda says it does, and Rabbi Yehuda is Mata. Amar Ule, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda Be'evil, and Hilchis Avelis Ule Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, Fakelt, and Hilchis Avelis Takim, Hilchis Avelis is Mechayiv Gidl Tziponai. But this shaila, if there was a gzeirish le yikonis le moig shemenuvel by gidol tziponayim, there was no such gzeirish. They're two different inyonim betzah. Shmuel oma halachik Rabbi Yosi b'moyid u'be'ovel. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi, say b'moyid and say b'ovel. Oma Shmuel halachik edivrei hameikel b'ovel. L'chayre is this. He says we have two reasons here. He paskin like Rabbi Yosi Bovo and the Omar Shmuel Alochi Dibramekel Bov. Alochi ki Rabbi Yosi b'moyed. The matter. What is Rashi telling us? I mean, how else could we learn pshat on the Gemara? Let us see Taisvis. Achi Gassinen, Shmuel Omar, Halacha Kirab Yaisi, Halacha Kirab Yaisi, Bezu Bezu, Omar Shmuel, Halacha Dibre Amekel Bob. In Taime Be'erivin, the Omar Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shuben Levi, Halacha Dibre Amekel Be'eriv, Omar Nami Halacha Kirab Yaichanim Ben Nuri, Umaksha osam tarti lomoli. Why do you have to give, why do you say both of these in yonam? If I know Allah kedivrei ha-meikul ve'erev, so al-kocha will paskin in this case like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. So here we have the same kasha. If he said Allah kedivrei ha-meikul ve'evil, so lochere, so it's understandable, Allah kedivrei ha-meikul Be'evil, why does he have to say Allah Rabbi Yosi be'evil? Vishlaim Yitzchak Chochel Afukim Bidu Ula. He says Ula paskind, not like Rabbi Yosi. So Lachere, I think Taisus means to say, Allah Kedivrei Hamekel be'evil means as follows. Sometimes when a moire is machria, can be machria, a moire was ma'ayin and mamik in the shail, and he's machria with rayas, with rechoches, like one man the yama. So he's machria. What if you don't have a achor? If the amoire, yeah, the machloikis, he's not bekoyer to be machia. So there's a different guideline. There's a guideline. Alocha kedivrei hamekel. This be'evil, be'erev. I mean, Ula was machia alocha ke Rabbi Yehuda be'evil. So he was machia the shaila. So could be he wouldn't go to be a svar to say maybe Shmuel also be made at him. So he said no. That he passes like Rabbi Yosi. Vim taima v'kivim disa l'shmur Rabbi Yudam Rabbi Yosi alochek Rabbi Yosi gdum nepek mishay tziyu. There's another guideline. Now there's a machlekes Rabbi Yudam Rabbi Yosi he passes like Rabbi Yosi. Lama lo meim aloch alochek Rabbi Yosi. Yeshleim alafuki midu'ule. They're also the same thing. That this guideline of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Lochik Rabbi Yosi is if we have no achro in the shaila, so then we have guidelines that we pass on like Rabbi Yosi. But Ula was machia, they had some shaila, so therefore he had a paskin. But Ula like Koshem Midi. Now it seems Ula also holds this din that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Lochik Rabbi Yosi. מהוסם, דייכת התמרית מקדם מהוסם. That means that if there's a hachro in the sofik, then we don't say halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, and by Rabbi Yosi, we don't have a hachro in the sofik. If it says fakel, that halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, then we don't pass on it Rabbi Yosi. In cases we don't have a hachro, then there's halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. So fakel, so Ula said, in this case, the hachro is like Rabbi Yehuda. Zog de Gemara weiter. Pinchas achua de mar Shmuel, Yisrael ay milse. Pinchas, the brother of Shmuel, Nebuch became an oval. Ein Eliyo says, Nebuch, he lost a son. Ol Shmuel, le mishol taima minei. Zerashi says, Yisrael bay milse, be Pinchas achua de Shmuel, aber oval, he was an oval. Ayo Shmuel ishal beitayma ledaber alibi de Pinchas. Wanted to be Menachem Ovo, his brother never lost his son. Chazanu letufri dahav in efishin. Say, notice his nails were very long. Omalei amayle shoklis lehu. Why didn't you take off your nails? Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yosi. It's mutter. Amalei, so Pinchas told him, he be the day habis. If you would be a noble, me mezalzas by kulai, would you be mezalzas? Yeah, the halach is like, but would you do such a thing, lemais? Would you cut your nails? It's a zilzal. So what are you asking from me? He said the wrong thing. Havi kishkogi sheyaitse melifnei ashalat. Ve'isra bei milse bishmu. So then Eliyo says, so Shmuel never lost his son. Hol Pinchas achua lemishol taima minei. Now his brother went to Menachem Ovel Shmuel. Shaklinu letufrei. So Shmuel went and took his cut nails. Chavtinu la'apen, he threw it in the face. He threw it in front of Pinchas. He threw it mitech kas. Omalei lesloch bris krusel is for some, I don't understand you. You don't know this din of bris krusel is for some, a person by saying that this and this will occur, he has a koyach. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan minayin she bris krusel is for some, shenem ava yema avrom on yorov shvulach ampoyim achameo vani vanao neilchoy koy vini ishtache vino shuva aleichem. Avraham Avinu said, we're going to return. And Lamaise, they both returned. So you see the koyach hadibo, the koyach haper. So, why did you say such a thing? Ibedidei havis mi mizalzul beikulahai. Let us see Rashi. He showed him, yeah, when I'm a novel, I did cut my nails. Then Rashi, they're probably not allowed to throw nails, it's a sakone. No, I picked them up later, but this he did me toich kas, me roiv kas. Riz krusel is for saim doch siv nishtach nishu velechem v'chein haved dechozru tavayu. Zot Rashi, zot Teisves, v'shtayim milse dahodo. Taim dulma mida toive merube. Maybe the reason, how can we get raya from Avraham Avinu, that's a mida toive. Rube mide teive me mides peronius. Vahavale la suya hoda maula de gmosh de bro. Another maimel that teaches us that one should keep quiet and one should not mention bad things. Pasula said, lo ilam a yiftach odam piv la sotnam, shenem a shimu dvar Hashem k'tzine sloim. I'd like to say over the Ein Eliyo, he says, pshat na gemore, he wants to emphasize this kashem, then to say a mashos teretz on the second half of Tosfos. Ein Eliyo says, first of all, we have to understand what was the godless that Avraham Avinu said, v'noshuva v'istaye milse dohoder tavayo. What was lochere between you and me, it's very pushed by the return. The Rabbeinu Shalom never meant aleyu sham lo'ilo. The Rabbeinu Shalom meant you should bring him up for an oil and then bring him down. So that was the rotten of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's where they came back. So we don't begin to understand the Gemara. So the Ein Eliyo brings down the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. That Bishas Yitzhak Avinu was Allah Kedes Polcha Nishmosai. So now there's no Yitzhak anymore. He says, what happened? There was a Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Rebbein Shalom made a Tchiyas HaMeisim. He says, what was Goyrim the Tchiyas HaMeisim? The Vinoshuva. Because Avraham Avinu had said before Vinoshuva. So he said Vinoshuva. So Mamele, the Rebbein Shalom made sure that it should have to be Vinoshuva. So it's Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Tchiyas HaMeisim was because of the Noshuva. So he continues. He says, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Achman and Etzlan, when a person is an oval, so the din is Masuach and the whole Mishpoche. And he brings a Medrash Tanchume, a marshal, that you have a pile of stones, you take out one stone, and all the stones get wobbly, they start, one stone is taken out, so if you have a Mishpoche, as a Mishpoche is a unit, one stone on top of another stone, everything is going to be, take out one stone, so everything becomes wobbly. Yidagu, Echem Mechabure Shemes, Yidagu Kala Chabure. So he said like this, Pinchas lost a son. That's a shrek. Now there's a suffix take that Shmuel might lose his son. That's the mice what happened, Shmuel take lost his son. So Shmuel told him, if the koyach hadibo of Avraham Avinu was able to make tchiyas hameisim, he said v'noshuva. So the ma'ase that ended up talking that it was v'noshuva. So if you would have said something good, or you would have been mispalel on my son that nothing should happen with him, it's not tchiyas hameisim. He says, Din Masuach Olov. Zicha would have helped. So the limud from Avraham Avinu was an Amida Taive. There we see Amida Taive can make Tchiyas HaMeisim. So Avada Givis Amida Taive could make that it should be Nigzar Misa Albani. But what did you do? You said the opposite. You said, what would you do when you'll be a novel? So that was the Bris Krusa was for Sai. That was the Taina. That's how they Ein Eliyo wants to say Pshat. Melut Vempha Taisvus Kasha and say Pshat in the Gemara. Taisvus asks Akasha, the Gemara brought the wrong address. The Gemara should have brought Al Yiftach Pelesotin. Al Yiftach Odom Pivlesotin. So the Marsha says a beautiful teretz. He says, Al Yiftach Odom Pivlesotin is a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus says as follows. That, someone said that a noble should say, a noble should be matzdik olav esadin. And a noble should say, Rabbeinu Shloilov, I was not paid up 1,000th of what I deserve. That's what the Gemara says. So Abaye says, Ayiftach pelesotin. You shouldn't say such a thing. Abaye brings a raya. They said, kemat kisdoima yinu. And they said, Shimu Kitsine Stoim. So he said, so the Marsha says, what's Pshat over there? Pshat over there, it's very meduyik. Al Yiftach Pibla Sotin. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, who are Yetzahore, who are Sotin, or Malach HaMovis. Yetzahore, Sheyeredu Masse, who are Sotin, Sheyelo Mastin. The Sotin is the Mekatrik. The Sultan comes and is makatrig on the first, he is mefata the person to do averis, and then he's oilo mast, and then he's mekatrik. No, when the satan is mekatrik, it's not such an easy job. There are maiminim, masmeilim, the melitze toiv, the melitze ra. It's a job. She says, but if the person says that zekumpnea, so then the sultan says, he himself says that he deserves to be punished. You'll be minded to the sultan. That's shrekler. So memela, that is only when a person is saying chiyuv on himself. He's speaking about himself, that that I didn't get a thousandth of what I deserve, or kemat kistaymayina, they were speaking on themselves, so that's for yiftach odom people so. But over here, Pinchas didn't say anything about himself, he was talking about his brother. So Mamel, there's no idos baldin over here, so there's no shaykhis at all with the din of, oh, that's why the mashofa emphasizes viskashe. It's no shaykhis at all with the din of yiftach odom people so. That's the sugya of bris krusa lisfosai. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Sava minei, di yad in, de regoloi. Now, lechayre, this is a hemshech of the member of Shmuel. We had a member of Shmuel that the tila siponaim is mutter. So the Gemara held that dafke biyad is mutter. The regoloi. Omar Rav Onam bar Tachlifa ledidim aforshle minei de Shmuel loishno de yad veloishno de regol. I heard beferish from Shmuel that the regol is also mutter. Now let us see Rashi. Sova minei de yad mutter bimei evloi mishum de mois. The regoloi. But the regol is also. Now, L'chayre pshat and Rashi is, I think, as follows. Rashi mentions here a new factor, that yad is mutter because it's mois, and regel is also. So L'chayre, according to the Sava Mine, I think this, according to this Hava Mine, it's not the way we mentioned before according to the Ritva. The Ritva said the Shaila between Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yossi, if there's an Issan Atila Siponayim be'evil, is totally in what's Pshat Vosso Siponel. Is there a din, is that alts Megidrei Avelis, the Kveshet is Navul be'enei Baila? That was the Machloikis. Rabbi Yossi holds there's no din. There's no such, it's not Midini Avelis. Midini Avelis is Machayev Gidl Pera. But Midini Avelis is not Machayev Gidl Tziponai. So now, according to that, so what's the difference between the Yad and the Regel? I mean, if there's no Avelis of Gidl Tziponayim, so why should it be also to trim the nails of the feet? So it seems the Havamina held as follows. The Havamina held that Be'emison, there is an inyan of Gidl Tziponayim al Tzavelis. But not the Tziponayim of the hands. The Tziponayim of the hands, since this is Mos, so the Torah was not Mechayev Dinei Evil, the Dinei, that means, Vatsam is Moide, that there's a Svara that should be a Dinei Evil on Gidlo Tziponayim, but it's not Mestava on the hands, because it becomes Mos. So that's why there's no Dinei Evil. And that was Vaosusa Tziponel, Fakat was Kadesha Tisnavel, Taket. But not that this, Vatsam, there's an Indian of Evil, but the Torah was never Machayev a person to go so far, midini Abel, since he'll become most. But the tzipone horegel, that lemai said, it's not most. So I would think that what? I would think that it's permissible. And I would think, Fakert, that there is an Isser of Netilas of Tziponaim Shel HaRegel. That there's an Isser. It's Kamash Molon. So L'chayre, the Kamash Molon is that B'chlal is no Inyan of Avelis Begidol Tziponaim. L'chayre, I think that's the Havamina and the Maskonet. The Havamina was that there are Dine Avelis of Gidol Tziponaim. No, the Torah was never mechayiv b'tziponei hayad because a person will become moros al yedeze. But tziponei haregel, which he doesn't become moros, so there should be a dinei avelis of gidl tziponaim, and the Gemara is mesayim that Shmuel said beferish that it doesn't apply a filu b'tziponei haregel. So our kochad is b'chal no dinei avelis of gidl tziponaim. Omar Rav Chiye Bar Ashi Omar Rav Ubeginustera Osa. But with a Keli, it's Osa. Rashi says, Ginustera Misparayim. Now, Lachayre, it's also different, if Imkeinim Anachno, that the Maskonis HaGemore is, that there's no Din Bechlal of Gidl Tziponayim, Midine Avelis, and that's why I feel a beregel it is mutter, little tziponayim. So how do we understand this din that with a misparayim it's also? What is it also if there's no din Avelis? So why is it also? Perhaps, if it is done beginusterim, if it is done by Genustere, so it could be there's another problem. That is for sure, that if it is done with Misparayim, the end result comes out very nice. You do a good job if you're doing it with Misparayim. We'll see later if he takes off the Tziponayim with his teeth. Could be he has a jagged edge. It doesn't look so nice, but with Misparayim it looks very nice. So it could be that the Isser of Misparayim is a different Isser. This is an Isser that you're being miyapi yourself. This could be midine evil, there's no Indian to be megadol the tziponai. Don't have to do that. But to trim them that they should look nice, could be that's yipui. And yipui is also, perhaps a dugma rechayke, Rashi and Miket says, Yosef yifei toya v'yifei mare. So Rashi says, Avicha misabel v'ato misalsel besarecha. So we see there was a besondere taina on Yosef HaTzadik. If there's an evil now, now's not the time to be miyapi yourself. There was a besondere that means, by you, there's no dini avelus, vashteitzech, but don't be miyapi yourself. So it could be that is pshat and Shmuel. That means even though Shmuel said, mi dini avelus, you don't have to have long nails, you don't need vahosus asiponel, but al kaponim, don't be miyapi yourself. You want to bite your nails. But Rav Shimon bar Abba, ki'im nakamid Rabbi Yochanan b'midrash b'chayli shomoy, I was standing in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the Beis Medrash, v'shaklinu l'tufrei b'shine, and he went and bit his nails with his teeth, v'zorkinu, and he threw the nails on the floor. So watching him, I learned via loch, shma mina tlas, shma mina mutalito tziponayim b'cheli shel moyet. From here you can derive that you're allowed to take the tziponayim b'cheli, allowed to take take off the tzipanayim b'cheli shalmoyit. He bit off his nails. Shema mino ain ben mishumiyos, and biting one's nail is not called a dover moz. That means he did it in front of people. Like this, the loch is one is not permitted to spit in front of someone else because something that might bother him watching someone else spit. And if he went and bit his nails, so it seems that not called a dover moz. Shmami no mutal is come, and it seems you're allowed to throw your nails on the floor. You're not allowed to. But then you learned a beraisa. Shloisha dvorim nemru betziponayim. Hakoivron tzadik. If a person buries the nails, he's a tzadik. Seraphon, he burns them chosid. Zerkon rosh. So the Gemara says, time of my, what is the whole reason that one is not permitted to throw the nails? Shemo taver lem isha ubro betapo. Because an isha meberes might pass over them, and that could be goyim that she should be mapple. The Ben Yehuda says, by the nails of a person are porin berovin, and he says that's the Indian taka way we look at the nails Maitzoy Shabbos by Abdullah, that's Porim Verovin. But Leidach Kis, it seems that the Koichei Sarahe Veshlita Al Kaponim on the cut nails. So something that's Porim Verovin, and so it somehow it has a Pesakesher with an Isha that's Porim Verovin, and it could be, and she could be Geirim, that she could be Mapu. So that's the whole reason. But an isha would never come into the base medrash. So memele, so that's why he threw the nails on the floor. V'chitayim, so the Gemara asked, but zimnim demichneshilu v'shodilu abroi. But they might sweep out the base medrash, and they'll sweep out the nails, and they'll go outside. Now, so you have nails outside, and women walk outside. So the Gemara answers, given the ishtani, ishtani. Since it's not in the same place where it fell, so memele, it is not mazik anymore. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ein be mishamiz, midishokalei bishine, pishodilei lavroi, vavrolai itza avroi. So my answer is, given the ishtani mehuduchte, the abe mekor, it's not in the same place that it was previously, ishtani v'loi maski, so won't be mazik anymore. There's a very interesting machlekes, the Prisha and the Liorabe, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simen Reish Samach, Sivkot and Vov. The Prisha says that what happens if a person was cutting his nails, and some of the nails fell. So what should he do? He can't find them. So the preacher says he should sweep up that area. So I'll upon him, the nails, wherever they are, Mestama, he moved them. So not in the same place. So Mamela, so there's no shash sakonim. The Rabbi says it's no raya from Agamor. Agamor means when they were in the base medrash, the place does not mean the place where they fell. Ishtani Mokim means that they were transferred to a different Mokim. That means before they were in the base medrash, now they're outside of the base medrash. So you have to take them out to a different room. But if in the same room, and they just move from one corner to the other corner, that's not called Ishtani Mekoimom. That's, so the rabbi wants to be chaylik on the prisha. Let us see Taisvis. Ubeginustari also, Perish ba'orech shehu kli amesuken lito tziponai. The orech says not like Rashi. The orech says the genuster is a nail clipper. That's miyuchet for tziponai. V'kach shmoi. So memele, so now we have a very interesting din. Umiloshen de genusteri osa. Mash me sho yamater bein betar, bein bemisparayim. That means if Genustri is a nail clipper and he said the Issa only on a nail clipper, so it would seem that the whole Issa is only on a nail clipper. But anything that is less than a nail clipper, including scissors and a razor, is mutter. That's what one can be medayik according to the oath. So by Avelis, one will not need Shinayim, as long as it's not a Genustari, as long as it's not a nail clipper. Miyu, so now, but this is a Sakasha. Toma Bigmor, Rabbi Yochanan, the Shaklino Bishinov. Mashmet dafke b'shin afshori. By Rav Yochanan we see he only bit the nails. B'taymet. V'lel amrinin halacha ki Rav Yosi b'moid l'divrei hakel. Everyone knows like Rav Yosi by moid that it's mutter. So it's very difficult to understand. He says, by Avelis, which only Rabbi Yossi holds its mutter, Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yossi. So by Avelis we say that a Tarim is Parayim a mutter, even though it's a debatable, Bechlal, it's a debatable Shaila, that Til Siponayim is mutter. Afal Piken, we are Mata Bimis Parayim a betar. And by Moyed, where everyone holds Natila Siponaim is Mutter, it's here only Mata Bishinayim. It's very difficult to understand. Hashem Rabbi Yechanan Sova Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisva says, that's right, till now we hear the Machlekes Ula and Shmuel. Ula said that by Beilusi Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and by Moyed we Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel said we paskin everything according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan had a different opinion. Rabbi Yochanan sova halachik Rabbi Yehuda by Moyed. He held that by Chalamoyed we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Omeforish time at the machmarine by Moyed feimibor. He was punfakert. Halache could be halachik Rabbi Yossi by Abel. Halache Rabbi Yehuda by Moyed. Like Rav Shisha b'Brei d'Rabbi Didom Advorim Mutorim b'Chodesh Shomoyed Asrum b'Mei Evlon. Rav Shisha b'Brei d'Rabbi Didom holds that that Moyed is kill than Avelis. No, Rabbi Yochanan held fakel. Rabbi Yochanan held that that Moyed is more chomer than Avelis. So let's just explain for 1 second. So what did Tosva say so far? So Tosis is saying now as follows, that by Avelis, we paskin that Natilas Siponaim is Mutter. But Mutter means Misporayim, Tar, Oba, Genustari, that doesn't fall into the category of Mutter. Genustari is also. Genustari perhaps that's Yipui. Genustari is also. But Mutter means Siporayim, and Tav. Now, Rabbi Yochanan holds by Moyed Natila Siponayim is Osa. So what does Osa mean? Osa means Misporayim v'Tav. But Shinayim, that even though it's Osa, but Shinayim is Mutter. Perhaps the Lomdus is that, that means that the whole Israel they asked b'moyed netilas siponaim shlikonis l'moyed shemenuvul. So the only yetzer he has with his teeth, that won't give him an incentive to wait till the moyed, because he'll end up with a very jagged job. So memela, it's enough as long as you asked a normal netilas siponaim, you accomplished a lot. We'll make sure erev arego to cut his nails. He won't rely on his being able to bite them off the regel. That's L'chay Reb Shat. So the Keren Eire asks, a moire de kekash an Taisvis. So the Keren Eire asks, so again, Shmuel holds Netzilas Siponayim is Mutter, which means Misparayim v'ta, Genustere is Osser. Rabbi Yochanan holds Netzilas Siponayim is Osser, but Shinayim is Mutter. The Gemara brings down the memra of Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara says, Shma Mino Tlas, and what's the first Shma Mino? Mutter Lito Tziponayim B'chayli Shalmoyim. Chas V'Shalom. According to Tosis, it's not Mutter, it's also. No, even though it's also Shinayim, Aydei Shinov, it's Mutter. And this Lashon Mutter Lito Tziponayim B'chayli Shalmoyim, that was the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi. Also Lito Tziponayim, and Rabbi Yossi says Mutter. So the Lashon of Mutter and also, it's meaning Be'etzem, there's a heter of, there's not a heter. So Memela, so he blames by a tamer. How did Taisilam shout in the Gemara?